Good morning. The time is 11 o'clock. I'm Sydney reporting live in the KVPS News Center on SummerSound 2025. The Oregon Military Museum is reopening this Sunday with new attractions and immersive experiences throughout. From K2, the museum has been in construction since 2008 and is set to reopen to the public this July 12th. For noteworthy attractions, I would check out the restored Korean War era F-86 fighter jet. There's a weapons exhibit with more than 80 small arms and a rotating art gallery. Sounds pretty cool to me. Again, the museum opens this Saturday, July 12th, and will be open Wednesdays through Saturdays, 10 p.m. to 4 p.m., all year round, with free admission. Video game performers have agreed to a contract which will end a nearly year-long strike. From Coin6, the vote announced last night by the Screen Actors Guild of American Federation of Television and Radio Artists ends a long-time effort to establish a new contract for performers. Coin says the new contract delivers pay raises, control over performers' likenesses, and artificial intelligence projections. A tentative contract agreement was first reached in early June between the union and an industry bargaining group consisting of several major video game companies, including Activision, Disney, and Electronic Arts, end quote. We've got some new film and music releases coming up tomorrow. For films, this week's highlight has to be the new Superman movie from director James Gunn, known for the Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy and the 2021 Suicide Squad adaptation. A much better film, in my opinion, than DC's 2016 adaptation. In an attempt to compete with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which has slowly been decreasing in popularity over the years, Superman is the first film in DC's brand new cinematic universe, the DCEU. Not to be confused with DC's previous attempt at a cinematic universe from the 2010s, with films like Batman vs. Superman and Wonder Woman. Superman, from the trailers, is looking to tell a more grounded, character-focused story rather than the bombastic efforts from the 2010s. Gunn tells AP, quote, "Everybody's gone so cynical and ironic. Everybody's so ironic about everything all the time, and he, Superman, is a good-natured guy who wants to be kind. And when you see the world through Superman's eyes, everyone is beautiful." End quote. What a beautiful quote. Variety expects an opening between $120 million and $130 million at the box office this week. Now, I'm more of a Batman guy myself, but I'll have to be sure to check this one out this weekend. For new music, the rap duo Clips are releasing their first new album in 16 years, Let God Sort 'Em Out. The brothers Pusha T and No Malice have been releasing singles for the past few months with other disses to other rappers. The lead single, Ace Trumpets, disses longtime Pusha T collaborator Kanye West. And the YouTube exclusive song So Be It disses Travis Scott for his inconsistent morals and behavior towards the rap industry. The record is set to have some insane features too. Genius says on the track list, Kendrick Lamar, Tyler the Creator, Nas, John Legend, and more are all going to have verses on the project, with production from Pharrell throughout. From recent previews, the Kendrick Lamar record is set to be an addition to the Kendrick vs. Drake rap beef that dominated last year. Pusha T has also had his own rap beef between Drake that culminated in a reveal of Drake's son Adonis. Let's just say I'll be spinning this project all summer long, and from everything I've heard so far, it may be an Album of the Year contender. This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Sydney. We're back with your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Picking out a career requires some decisions. First, choose a goal. Select a field that interests you, such as teaching, technology, or biology. Explore your options. Take an interest or aptitude test to find out what specific careers are related to your interest. Identify alternatives. Narrow your list to a reasonable number, say 2 to 4 interesting occupations. Weigh alternatives. Decide on one option that best fits your goals and will have the most positive effect on your life. Create an action plan. How are you going to achieve this goal? What education do you need? And how are you going to get it? And take action. Actively bring the action plan to reality. Set a timeline and make sure you follow it. Follow these steps and you'll increase your potential for a successful career. Your Career, Your Choice, a service of WorkSource Oregon Employment Department. For more information, visit our website at workinginoregon.org.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Portland weather.
For the updated weather forecast, the forecast for today is sunny with a high of 75 degrees. Tonight, we're looking mostly clear with an overnight low of 57 degrees. Tomorrow, it's looking pretty sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Right now, we have overcast and 68 degrees in Vancouver. We have overcast and 66 degrees in Hillsborough, and currently more overcast and 68 degrees in the Rose City. In honor of the new Superman film releasing tomorrow, we have Superman by Taylor Swift on AM 1450 and KBPS.AM.